You got questions about audiobooks? We've got answers. Today on The Right Stuff, we're all about audiobooks. Coming up next in just a few moments. Stay tuned. Showcasing Christian authors from all over the world. England, Canada, India, Thailand, UK, USA. It's Tuesday night, and this is The Right Stuff. With your host, the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J. Cole. Hi, and welcome to this edition of The Right Stuff. The Queen is here, and we are talking all about audiobooks with my guest co-host and contributor today, Jacqueline Protho. She is the owner of The Audio Flow. And any questions you have about audiobooks, you can ask them today with her. She's very well acquainted with this burgeoning industry. So many authors wonder, should I turn my books into audiobooks? Is it really worth the investment? How can I market my audiobooks? What about if I want to do my own audiobooks? What things do I have to consider? We're asking and answering those questions and more, as well as getting readers who tell us why they enjoy reading audiobooks, and maybe their responses may help you to decide if audiobooks and turning your book into an audiobook is right for you. As always, I want to thank those for supporting The Right Stuff here. You know, we're going into our 8th year, thank the Lord. Very happy about that. My newest release just dropped today. It's called A Bride for Esau. It's my last contribution to the multiple author project, The Proxy Brides. I hope you guys enjoy it. Had a wonderful time working on that story. It dropped today. And so let me know what you think by leaving a review. Again, that is called A Bride for Esau, book 45 of Bride Series. As always, you can call in at 646-668-8485, then press 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag Right Stuff, with your questions or comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you an indie author looking to create audiobooks listeners will love? At The Audio Flow, we handle the entire process, from casting the perfect voice to distribution. Contact us today at 317-927-8770. The Audio Flow, a new way to do audio.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com. or order a print issue on magcloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
We're back with the Queen of Tuesday Night and her guest. Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. The Queen is here. And today we're talking all about audiobooks. I know so many people are reading audiobooks. They are picking them up. They're downloading them. They're enjoying them. A lot of authors are asking the question, is audiobooks right for my book? I mean, do I really want to do this? What is an audiobook in the first place? I kind of know what it is. I kind of don't. You know, do you need a player? Lots of questions we have about audiobooks. And with me today is Jacqueline Protho. She is the CEO of The Audio Flow. And The Audio Flow produces audiobooks from A to Z. If you want to know more about them, you certainly will be able to. And she'll answer your questions if you call in at 646-668-8485. And without further ado, I'm going to bring Jacqueline on air right now. Jacqueline, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic, Parker. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
And thank you for being with me today, because you already know you have a testimony with me, and I'm going to let our listeners know my experience with you, but I'm going to do that later on in the broadcast, because I really want to delve into this topic about audiobooks, because it's a huge part of the book, and I'm sorry, of the publishing industry, this format, mm-hmm. and it's gaining momentum, which is quite exciting for authors out there looking to put their books in different formats. And a question mm-hmm. I sent out to our supporters and listeners earlier, I said, do you like audiobooks? And if you do you prefer them over ebooks, paperbacks, and why? So we did get some responses that I'm going to read throughout our discussion today. And then as you fit, Jacqueline, you can respond to them. But we definitely want to just talk all about audiobooks from A to Z and take your questions. So for those of you who are listening in, make sure you call in at 646-668-8485. The first thing people are going to want to know is, who in the world is Jacqueline Protho? So go ahead and tell us about yourself.
Well, I ask myself that every day, Parker. Who mm-hmm, is Jacqueline Protho? And it's always funny when people ask you to tell a little bit about yourself, because there's so many ways that you could start and just, going into who you are. I'll just start with, I'm originally from Gary, Indiana. I like to say that because Gary, Indiana has this stigma that there's nothing there but poverty and, it's low-income families and people. And that is a part of my testimony, is that I am from Gary, Indiana. I currently work my full time in Gary, Indiana, and I still live in Indiana. And so you'll get to see kind of how I evolved. I left here, to go to college in North Carolina. I graduated with a degree in broadcast journalism was my major. My minor was in religious studies. And so that's kind of where I started in the whole, I guess, broadcast arena, not specifically publishing, but, it kind of all unfolded at the same time. I would say I'm going to skip around to 2016, because that's when everything, kind of started with me in this whole audio journey. I never listened to an audio book before 2016. I, knew of them, like most people, but it wasn't really my thing. And then I listened to my first audiobook, and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the artistry of it. I love performance art and theater, and I thought, wow, this is a real thing. And then I just kind of went from there. So I guess we'll get into that a little bit later, but it kind of was my foot in the door to audio, with listening to that first book that was gifted to me, and then I just decided I wanted to do more in the industry as it relates to authors, narrators, and audio. And that's kind of where my journey began, outside of podcasting, because I did that too for a little while.
Well, one thing I definitely have to say is that you do produce books that have won awards. And this is extremely important when people are determining if audiobooks is right for them. Not saying that we mm-hmm. don't want to not give someone an opportunity to grow and cut their teeth on your book, but you do want someone who has experience. So you just said that in 2016 is when you really started to delve into this industry. As you look back mm-hmm. from 2016 to 2020, just based off your own expertise in the industry, what have you seen happen in the world of audiobooks?
Well, you know, when I first listened to my first audiobook, it was just for entertainment purposes. You know, we have such busy lives now, more so than before, you know, with things that are going on with COVID. You don't really, you know, see a lot of people just sitting and reading a book because, you know, we are taking care of family or doing things around the house. Before that, people are, you know, commuting to work. So you don't really have as much time as you did before in taking a book and reading it. And so I find that most people, to relax, they do listen to more audio because they've fallen in love not only with the author, but whoever that narrator is. It's an intimate relationship that they're having with that person over a period of time for that particular book. So I've seen the boom in audio, not just production and publishing, but in purchases. One person, you know, would listen to a book, especially if the narrator is just bomb, you know, in a good way. They're going to follow that narrator. They're going to try to find pretty much every book in the genre that they prefer that narrator has narrated, and they're going to buy it. And then they're going to find if it's a book with multi voices, oh, I like that person's voice too, so now I'm going to go and find as many books as I can with that person. So just a little side note here. Last year, in April, I lost vision in my right eye. So this is when audio became more to me than just, you know, I want to be an audiobook publisher. I got to look at it in a different manner because at that point I couldn't read. I couldn't see well because my right eye, again, I had sickle cell retinopathy, which I had no idea was a thing. I didn't even know I had a sickle cell trait. I had these blocks in my eye. I couldn't see, and so again, I lost all vision there. And so I still had to continue to work, and I still had to find some enjoyment. So for me, audio became a need, a necessity for me to be able to appreciate the written word. So because I couldn't pick up a book, that made me think about audio. Audio is not just for entertainment. It's for people who don't have a choice but to hear. You know, people who are visually impaired, they rely heavily on audio. And so I took that with me to make sure that when I publish or produce a book, that I have them in mind as well, because they don't have a choice. They can't say, I'm going to whisper sync, which is, you know, I can read part of the book and go back and pick up the listening part. No, audio is it for them. I remember I produced a book early on in my career, and I got a tweet from a guy who was he was a veteran, and he said, thank you so much for the audiobooks because I have PTSD and I can't read. I rely heavily on audio. So this, again, is part of the demographic of people that I serve. Visually impaired persons, people with PTSD, autism, people with ADHD, all of these different variances are a part of why we audio. So I always like to tell people, you have to think outside of, I like that person's voice and, you know, it's good entertainment, but there are other people who rely heavily on audio.
It's interesting that you say that because adult illiteracy is high in the U.S. of A. And I guess audiobooks give them the opportunity to still enjoy books, even though they may not be able to read them well. So I'm really glad you said that. I feel like I got a new wrinkle on my brain right now because I honestly had not thought about it from that point of view. And I'm pretty sure that our author friends who are listening to us today, I'm pretty sure they hadn't thought about that either. If they did, this just made them, okay, I can see the benefit, because what if something I write can help someone who may be having PTSD just get a little bit of relief? And I've often said that the written word is extremely powerful. Words are so powerful. We have no idea how powerful they are until we are affected by them, whether positively or negatively. And so it's fascinating that you say that. I'm glad you also, at forefront of this conversation, put in the practical reasons why authors should consider putting their books into audiobooks. Now, let's get into some more reasons behind the audiobooks, because there are some authors out there saying, okay, I get you. I really like what you just said, Jacqueline, but, you know, explain to me what actually is an audiobook. You know, tell me a little more about that. Is it in a certain format? Do I have to have a lot of technical ability to do it? Tell me what is an audiobook. I know it's a digital format, but what does that even mean?
Well, you know what? The funny part is that really audiobooks are not new. Well, specifically, you know, audiobooks aren't a new thing. They've been around for a while. Books on tape. They used to be on a cassette tape. And yep. You would listen to a book, even if you go back to your childhood. Now, I was born in the 70s, and so way back when, there was this little a viewfinder or some little record player, and you would put this disc in, and somebody would have a voiceover, and you'd be watching this, you know, little video. And so when you think about all those different areas that you just don't picture as being an audio format, it's the same thing. So it is a digital format, and basically it is taking someone's manuscript and putting a recording to it using a professional performer. And these persons usually have a background in theater, film, television, or voiceover or commercial. And so you don't really think about commercials, too, as somebody that, you know, has probably narrated a few audiobooks. You'll think of things a lot differently, you know, after this conversation, even down to cartoons. That's somebody's voiceover. Video games, that's voiceover. And so it's just taking that, you know, like we did your book, Parker, and we went and did auditions for it and found people that fit the character that you had in mind and was able to bring that to the forefront. And again, who's acting. So they're acting and performing out this book and not just reading. And that's a key thing to remember is a lot of people think, well, audiobook really is just somebody reading the book and I can get the book and read it myself. But there's so many different things that go into it. Each performer or narrator, they have they either record in a sound studio, or they have home studios where they have specific equipment where they're recording, and then they have software that they record to, and then they send it to us, and we do all the editing, the proofing, and the mastering so that it is ready and available to be distributed throughout various retailers. So it's not one of those things that, you know, oh, I can do it myself. You probably could, but it's a lot of work, and some people think it's just reading a book, and it's totally far away from that. I would actually advise people against doing it themselves unless they've got some special a background in theater, especially if they're doing fiction, because fiction is hard. I tried. I can't do it.
It's fascinating that you say that, because when I had my book put in audio called An Agent for Ariel, part of the Pinkerton series, it was incredible how the book came about. And I was listening to the files, and I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, did I write mm-hmm. this book? It gave me a deeper appreciation for what they do. And I have to tell you right now to our listeners, when I tell you, let me be clear, when I tell you it's not just someone reading a story, it's someone performing mm-hmm. your script. And I have to give a shout out to Bonnie Turpin and to Sean, I want to say Kristen.
Uh-huh.
And I want to give a shout out to both of them, because they did such a wonderful job bringing my short story to life. And when I found out that Bonnie Turpin was the narrator, I about fell on the floor, because Bonnie Turpin is an award-winning narrator, and she's so good at using a lot of accents, and she's really good at mm-hmm. building that to life. For example, and I have to tell you, this is why I really enjoyed working with the audio flow. Oh, let me say this to listeners. Jacqueline did not know I was going to say any of this. She just came on board to talk about audiobooks, so there's no endorsements are going on right here. I'm endorsing her because I want to. But one of the things that happened when Bonnie did it, she was able to distinguish, for example, my main character, Aria, who is Caribbean French. She was able to distinguish relinquish that accent with one of the other secondary characters who has a Louisiana French accent. So those nuances became really important when she was auditioning for the story and bringing that story to life. And then Sean Cresden, what he did that I just found fascinating was that he was able to distinguish between having like a enslaved dialect from the South. He also had like the, you know, the overseer sound because it takes place after the Civil War and during Reconstruction. And then he actually did a Native American sound. And these are all nuances that I put into the book, appreciate, until I had to listen to it. And I'm sitting there going, I remember hitting a message to Jacqueline and saying, oh, my gosh, I didn't fully appreciate that. And that's why I'm so glad you're here with us, because you really do bring that sort of note to the books. It's not just reading a story, because best believe, had I had to read that story, everybody would sound like Parker J. Cole from Detroit. <In 2018. laughs> No one would sound like they're in the 1800s.
And that's the important thing about audio too is, one, if you're not really an audiobook listener, you really don't know what to expect until you listen to one. And so I know when you and I had our discussion originally, you was like, well, you know, if we just have to have one narrator, it just, I think I want a male, I think you said, or something like that. And I was like, well, no, your book, you know, your book is written in third person, but we could probably get it done with it. Two narrators. And you said, okay, well, you know, if you can. And so when I get any project, that's the first thing I do is I consult with the author and find out what it is, what the story is about, what are kind of the wish list items, and then what I know I can do, I will do. If I can't do something, of course, then I'll say, you know what, I can't do it, or I don't think that's going to work. But I already had in my mind, you know, that this would, that it would be what we call dual narration. And so I just kind of went into my bank of people, and everybody was like, well, I don't really do that accent really well. You need to call Bonnie. And I had worked with Bonnie before, and her schedule is usually just crazy because she's also a television and film actress. And so I said, well, I'll reach out to her and see what she's got available. And because your book was pretty short, both of her and Sean were able to just kind of jump right in there and take a couple notes, and then out came the story, and I was very pleased with what they did. And Sean is also also an author. He's also a composer. He's also an award-winning narrator as well. So you have two great, fabulous, prominent people on your book, so lucky you.
I won't lie, thank the Lord, because it was, because I have to say something too, and we're going to go to break in a second. I have to say this too, the thing about it is that I had no clue what to do. I remember back in 2015 when audiobooks were really just starting to kind of big impact again. I remember trying to do it myself, looking for narrators, and people already know I am a pantser, not a plotter. Details, my head hurt. And when I met Jacqueline through Deborah Dunson, who connected us, I said, I don't know what I want to do. You know, I mean, I had no
idea. Yeah.
I don't know. And I like the fact that Jacqueline's company, The Audio Flow, took care of everything. They consulted me, which was my wishes, but I'm an easy client. I don't have a lot of expectations, you know. It's like,
yeah,
make it work. Does it sound good? You know, because even when we were narrating for my male character in my book, she had chose several different male narrators, and she said, no, we're going to get the right one. And we got the right one. I was like, oh, my goodness, we got the right one. But I would have been, I would have been content with just the one person. But she said, no, we have to get the right one, and you'll know it. And understand that until she said it, and that's when I knew. So we are talking today to Jacqueline Protho. She is from The Audio Flow, and we're talking all about audiobooks. We are taking your questions and comments, so make sure you call in at 646-668-8485. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Christian authors and writers, welcome to Readio. Readio app, developed exclusively for showcasing Christian fiction and nonfiction ebooks and audiobooks. Tired of book sales plummeting due to algorithm-influenced unrelated classifications? Books lost amongst non-Christian content? Readio allows you to reach your target audience, who's eager to devour your Most High God-inspired books in a variety of Christian subgenres. You write in a niche market. Readio solely caters to it. Follow at Readio App today on social media or visit readioapp.com to know when we are accepting author catalog uploads. Readio, the best app for the Most High influenced ebooks and audiobooks.
Authors, are you looking for a new way to get your book in the hands of new audience of targeted buyers? Then a virtual book tour is for you. Right now, virtual book tours is an excellent opportunity for you to introduce your book and who you are as an author. Launching your book is very important. A virtual book tour will connect you with readers. We at WNL, we specialize in book tours, book blasts, radio tours, cover reveals, and Facebook chat. Promoting and marketing your book is what we do. Online publicity, the exposure and the publicity is what you need. Let us help you reach new readers and a new audience. We take care of everything so you don't have to. We set up the tour for you. We connect you with bloggers to advertise your book by way of interviews, guest posts, and reviews. If you are an author of a newly published book, have an upcoming release, or just want to give a previously published book new life, a virtual book tour is your answer. Check our tours out at www.wnlbooktours.com. Visit me on Facebook. I am the owner, Paulette Harper.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
We're back with the Queen of Tuesday Night and her guest. Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. We are talking all about audiobooks with my guest co-host and contributor today, Jacqueline Protho. She is the CEO of The Audio Flow, an award-winning company that has produced some great audiobooks that they themselves have won awards. And she's given us all this information about audiobooks, and I hope you're taking notes down. We do have a couple of people who got questions for you, Jacqueline. So first I want to have Larry from Central Texas. He's holding on the line. He has a question for you. Larry, thanks so much for calling into the show.
Hello. I have my book out. And I have tried to make audio files with it. And of course, it's just like you said, it's a lot harder than it looks like it will be.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no money to work with for an audio book, but I believe this would be a really good book for an audio book. What do I do?
Okay. Yeah, so you, like many people, fall into that category where you know you want to do the audio, and you know that there is a cost to it because audio is an investment. So usually what I do when I consult with people is I give them a couple of options. I don't know if you have tried ACX, which is Audiobook Creation Exchange, which is a platform. It is owned by Audible and Amazon, where authors can go and they can post their books. They can post their book and they can request for people to audition for their title, and they have something called a royalty share. What that is, your book would have to be exclusive with ACX for 7 years, and you and your narrator would split the royalties for 7 years. So whatever the royalty amount is, that's what you would do. There's no money out of your pocket for that. Now, what I also tell people is the same way that you would not be making, you would not have to pay anything into the audiobook, that narrator is doing all of the work for free. So you might not get many people who want to buy into that unless they're really, really new, you know, in their career with audio. So that's right. One option you can do. The second thing is also on ACX, they have something called Royalty Plus, which more narrators are willing to do. It's where you assist with the cost of production. Now, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, as you mentioned as well, it's not an easy thing to do. The background of what goes into it outside of the narration is there has to be a proofer, same type of thing you would with a regular book. They go through and they listen to the audio files and listen to it against the script to make sure that the narrator has said everything correctly. Then you have the person that has to go in and master and edit, and that costs money. So if you did straight royalty share, that narrator is paying that entire cost. If you do the plus, you would be paying for that, and that's anywhere between $75 to $100 to $150 per hour for that. So, you know, those are conversations that you can have with a narrator for your book. Another option would be is you could attempt to sell the audio rights if you wanted to get the book in audio, and it would be, you know, a publisher would purchase those rights from you. You would share royalties after they receive their investment back, but your book would be in audio. So you've got that option. Or you can have us produce your audiobook, and you can talk to me about our payment plan. See how I left the best for last? I do say that because initially when I started my company, I am all about the indie author, the self-published author. This, you know, yes, everybody wants to make money, but the main thing for us is producing and publishing quality books. And if the book is good, it deserves to have a quality professional narrator. I don't want anybody to break their pockets in getting the book done, so we do have a payment plan. I could discuss that with you later if you want to, you know, send me an email or, you know, give me a call. We can chat about that. But no other production company offers that, and that's so I can make sure you get your book, you keep your rights, but you still have the perfect voice that's going to present your book in the best way.
Okay. That sounds like a good option.
And I like it how you gave us so many options, because one thing is that it can be done. It may take a little longer, mm-hmm. but it can be done.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Larry, thank you so much for calling into the show. They really appreciate your question.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
and for those of you listening, we also got a question from RD. And RD says, hold on 1 second. I just had it in front of me. RD says, here we go. I had a clip. He says, I have a book scheduled for release this fall. Included in the book are numerous musical pieces, 24 in all, including Bach, Eric Satie, Ennio Morricone, Chopin, Wagner, Mozart, Beethoven, Strauss, etc. Could the audio flow help with this as it integrates with the audio book narration? And that's from RD on Twitter. What's your thoughts, Jacqueline?
So I would need to know more about the book. Is it a history of that type of music? Is it just intros that we're looking? Is it just music under the story? Is it just an audio book about music? So I need, you know, there's a little bit more information that needs to be known about that particular project. But my fabulous sound engineer can do anything. She's magical, Danielle. So if you would like to send us more information about that project, I'd love to discuss that with you. Can it be done? Probably, but we just need to know more about what it is that what your outcome is and what you're looking for that to sound like.
And RD responded to your question about what sort of book it is. He says science fiction, artificial general intelligence. So it's a sci-fi novel.
Okay. Yes, so sci-fi books are really one of the only genres that has musical content to it, and most other genres don't. So sci-fi works out really well to have sound effects, we, you know, like to call it, so music and sound effects. So, yes, that is something we definitely can work with you on. Please feel free to contact us.
And I hope that answered your question, RD. And for those of you listening in, you can also ask your questions by calling in at 646-668-8485. Now, Jacqueline, I know there's so much more we can talk about, but I did want to get a few readers who have responded to my question earlier today when I was pushing out for the show and talking to several people, because an author may be listening to you and say, okay, lots of good information here, but is it something that readers are going to pick up on? And most authors, when they get into these things, they want to make sure, am I going to get ROI? And I totally understand that. It's a valid question, too. And one thing you said to Larry that I think is important is that you said it is an investment. And anything you do, whether it's time investment, sweat investment, mental investment, or financial investment, it's an investment, and so you have to consider it as well. So I did get a couple of, well, a few responses, actually, to the question I sent out here. I'm just going to read a few of them. And I basically said, so readers who like audiobooks, do you prefer them over ebooks or paperbacks? If so, tell me why. And so Elizabeth from West Michigan says, I don't prefer them over ebooks or paperbacks, but I love them when commuting or traveling. My kids always loved any audiobooks while we were in the car on vacation. I've also used them on the airplane because I get motion sick trying to read. Elizabeth, thank you so much for weighing in. We got another response from Sabrina. Sabrina says, I don't prefer them over paperbacks or ebooks. I love them for the convenience and different reading experience they offer to me. Plus, I can listen while I crochet or knit or even do housework if I so choose. Sabrina, thank you so much. Now, we did get a response from Deb. Excuse me, Deb. Deb says, I like different formats for different genres. Study books I like in paperback. I need to come back to the info and process it. For my favorite historical fiction authors, I like Kindle version. It is less to carry one device on a trip than several books. For juvenile fiction and or historical fiction, I like audiobooks when driving or working on a cooking project like canning. Deb, thank you so much for weighing in on the conversation. A couple of more I'm going to read here. Susan says, I listen to audiobooks on my commute. Now with COVID, I am not commuting, so I listen while I walk about an hour every day. I also read ebooks, easier to get from the library right now, and paperbacks too. So we did get a few more. We did get more responses than that, and if we have time, we're definitely going to keep reading what more responses we did receive. And so when you hear that kind of information, Jacqueline, what's going through your mind that you think authors should be aware of what they hearing from readers who read audiobooks?
Well, you're always the good thing about this industry is that there are various formats for people to enjoy them. So just like I'm going to just throw out there, when you do a political poll and it says this person is up and this person is down, it really just depends on who you're polling. So if you're polling mostly people who do read, they're not going to specifically choose audio over ebook because some people just prefer to read. Again, before I started listening to audio, I was in that same category. I wanted to read the book because I wanted to hold in my head what that character sounded like. I didn't think somebody else was going to be able to make them sound like I did. And so, and you're not. Just face it, you're not. But the fan base for audio is so large. So if an author has not tapped into audio or is not really an audiobook listener themselves, their fan base isn't going to be audio. I know it sounds kind of weird, but it's really true. Again, when I first listened to audio, now the book I listened to, it was non-Christian. I'm not even going to mention what name it was, but But anyway, I listened to it and I loved the performance. The story was great too, but it was my first audiobook and it was duet, which means that they narrated it together where it was like dialogue, where they were like talking. It wasn't, it was very different. So you're going to probably still, authors, you're still probably going to have people that are going to prefer to have a physical paperback or an e-copy. But just think about all that untapped fans and untapped listeners out there because your book is not on audio. If you remember, I don't know how many of you do book signings or do virtual signings or anything like that. The thing that I hear in the last project I did was so many of people would come to her table or would email her and say, when is your book in audio or is your book coming out in audio? And they have to say, no, it's not in audio. And they're like, oh. And they go away because that is their preferred way to enjoy that person's written word. So it is an investment, and it's not cheap. I mean, it could be done, you know, I don't want to say cheaply, but I'm going to say cheaply. It can be done cheaply or less expensive. But if you want to have a ROI, you've got to put some money into it. When you put that same amount of love and money that you put into your book, with the book cover, you're choosing the right cover designer, choosing the right editor, choosing the right format for your book, choosing the right editor, the right proofer. All of that stuff is the same things that go into audio. Some people just aren't ready, and I get that. I understand that. But my goal is to consult with people and give and say why it's a good idea, but also you need to sit and think about why you want to do audio or why you don't. It's a big decision. So I don't usually just tell people, hey, yeah, just go ahead and do audio. No, let's sit down and talk about it, and then you determine if it's going to be a good fit for you because in the end it's still your decision.
One thing, and I'm going to, again, pat you on the back here because my experience with you was phenomenal. And I remember sharing that experience with my private group with Write Stuff Authors. And I told Jacqueline, I said, Jacqueline, I'm going to be sharing my progress of this experience with everyone else. She's like, okay, whatever, you know. So I have nothing to hide, you know. But, you know, and I share every time something happened, I shared it. And one thing that was really nice is having those details taken care of. But the other thing that I liked was that after the production was done, any royalties would come to me. So let's say, like, if you prefer to have your audiobook exclusive on ACX and Audible, if you were to go with a narrator, let's say ACX, and like you said earlier, if you don't have money, you can split the royalties with a narrator. You still have to share your royalties with someone because ACX is going to chop off 60% of that royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do a wide distribution, so you have your book on ACX as well as other platforms, you're going to get even less on royalties. This is just we're just giving the real deal, so I hope no one, you know, feels bad about that.
Yeah.
Real deal. But what I liked was that I had already paid for the service, so any royalties came directly to me, and I didn't have to split that with anyone. That's why I liked your company as well. I'd have to put in with anyone, not to mention you took the stress of it away from me. And that's why I enjoyed it so much. Again, I am not being paid to say that to all the listeners out there. I am not being paid to say that, but it would be wrong for me not to mention just the great experience I had with you and that it was a worthy investment into something. And a lot of people responded to that. I was actually surprised about people who have been following me who actually picked up the book when it was an audio. They wouldn't read it if it was a Kindle or paperback, but they picked up an audio.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a valid point that you made earlier too. So for those of you listening, and we're talking all about audiobooks, you still have an opportunity to call in at 646-668-8485, then press 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. When we come back, I'm going to be reading a few more comments from readers about why they like audiobooks. And we did get one author who had a ton of questions that she wanted to have answered. So I picked out the best two, Jacqueline, for you to simmer on. So we'll be back in just a few moments. So stay tuned. Again, call in 646-668-8485. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
If you are an author looking to gain visibility for your books, then AuthorShout.com is the place to go. We have a wide variety of affordable products and services to include a member zone that will help you get the word out about your books. Our team here at AuthorShout.com specializes in creating stunning digital products to include book banners, teaser videos, book trailers, book covers, and a whole lot more. So what are you waiting for? Stop by AuthorShout.com today and let our team connect you with a world of new readers.
We're back with the Queen of Tuesday Night and her guest. Hi, and welcome to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WDJC 104.5. Today, we're talking all about audiobooks with my good friend, Jacqueline Protho, from The Audio Flow, which is an award-winning audio book production company. And she's given us all sorts of tips and techniques to help you learn all about the industry of audiobooks. What if you don't have any money? Is audiobooks and producing audiobooks right for you? So many questions that she's already answered, and so much more she can answer. If you want to get more information about what she does, simply go to her website, theaudioflow.com, and you can sign up to get more, to have her contact you, and so much more. Again, Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We did get one author who was just very interested about audiobooks. She sent several questions, but we only had time for a couple of them. So one of the things she says is, what hardware do you need to make audiobooks? So this is for someone who wants to do the audiobooks themselves. So what hardware would they need to make that happen?
Well, that's a good question, since I don't really handle the technical side. But from what I do know, you have to make sure that you have a space that does not have where the sound does not bounce off walls. So you've got to make sure that you have a booth. A lot of people who start out really do start in the closet. I know it sounds weird, but it's a small space, and they use special padding in the closet for that. So you've got to make sure you've got the right space for it. And then you would want a condenser microphone, and then you'd want a good set of headphones, and then you're going to need some type of a DAW software where you can record your audio and punch and roll. So that sounds like a lot, and it is. So, again, this is not something that you can just pick up as a hobby or just say I'm going to use my cell phone or I'm, you know, going to sit in my office record it. Yeah, I mean, I've heard people the quality is just awful. And, if you really want to make money off of audio and you want to do it professionally, I would say make sure that you join one of those groups on Facebook, and they can tell you about all kind of equipment that you can start with, how to set up your booth, specifically your sound recording area for that, and, you know, give you all of the technical aspects of it, because, again, it's an investment for that too. So if you want to be going to narration or record yourself, I definitely say get in touch with someone who does that already, and ask them to kind of give you a list of things that you'll need to start. And coaching, I would definitely recommend having a coach.
It's a good thing you mentioned there, and that was something you said when we were looking for narrators for the male hero in my book, An Agent for Ariel. And one of the guys, I really liked his voice at the time, and he had that really smooth Caribbean accent. And when he talked in my heroine's voice, it just came out perfect, just perfect. And you say, you know, we're going to have to coach him. And here's what's so interesting about working with your company is that you picked up, I didn't. And so I wanted to let people know about that, because I would not have picked that up. There is no way possible I would have picked that up, but you did. And so having that coaching person there is just really essential to make sure you have that quality book there. Another question she asked, she says, how is it different from or similar to radio drama? And I hadn't thought about that either. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so as I mentioned a little bit earlier when I spoke about, you know, audio is not new. And so many things remind me of audio drama. If you think about it back in, you know, of course this predates us, but audio dramas are making their way back into audio. So if you are a member of Audible, you will see that there's audio drama still being created. And so the only difference with an audio book and an audio drama is normally audio dramas are multicast, which you'll also see more audio books doing that as well. And what I mean by multicast is that it's basically a movie, but just the audio version, and everybody have their script, they're reading their part, there's some sound effects in there. And it always makes me think of the movie Haunted Honeymoon. I don't know if anybody's ever seen that movie with Gene Wilder and Gilda Radner. And so they were doing a radio drama. They were doing this radio drama. And every time I think about, I mean, it's a weird thought to think about radio drama and automatically go to that movie. But, you know, that's kind of what it is. And so audio is so broad now. You've got audio dramas. My favorite one is called Heads Will Roll. It's just hilarious. And then you've got, there's this company called Sound Booth Theater who do a lot of science fiction. I remember somebody asked a question about that. They do lit RPG. And so they've got a multicast. So every character is recorded or performed by a different person. And they actually don't perform in the same booth. They've got software that connects them all together so they can do it, and then they edit in and add in the music and all that kind of stuff. So there's so many different things that you can do with audio, but that's the main thing that's different with the audio drama. And usually sometimes audio dramas can be serials. You'll hear them on podcasts as well, so they're not always just, you know, on Audible. You can go listen to podcasts of audio dramas. And usually sometimes those are free, because podcasts are usually free. But if you're going to Audible and you're listening to one there, it's going to cost some money. So, but that's the main difference, is just really the amount of talent that's in that book. It's usually more than four.
Well, you know, actually, I actually thought of the old sitcom, British sitcom, Are You Being Served, with Mr. Humphries. And
yes.
When they did an audio radio drama. And I thought about that when you said that, you know, but I'm starting to age myself here. So anyway, next question.
That's right. We're aged like fine cheese.
Yes, exactly. And then Annie from Taiwan says, I'd love tips about marketing audiobooks. And that is a great question, Annie. Thank you so much for weighing in that conversation, because most authors, moi included, hate marketing. But we know it's a necessary part of people knowing that, hey, I write books. So tell us how, what are some strategies to market your audiobook?
The first point of marketing your audiobook is to cross-promote. Anytime you are talking about your book in other formats, you have to talk about your book in audio. There's just no way around that. You have to treat that audiobook with the same love, care, promotion that you would everything else. And that's how some people miss the mark. They will have a new release coming out, and their audiobook is in production, and they never mention it. Or they have a new release that's coming out, and they're thinking about audio, or, you know, the audiobook is out, and they never mention it together or mention it at all. They'll do teasers, they'll do a blog tour and all that stuff, and it's all about their book, and audio just gets pushed to the side like a stepchild or something. But it's all a part It does, you know, and I'm like, why aren't you talking about this audiobook? Somebody will say, like, hey, my Kindle book is on sale for 99 cents, and then they won't put anything in there that says, also, coming soon to audio. It's just that simple. You know, you have to talk about it. Any opportunity you can, talk about it. If you've got teaser samples of, you know, what your narrator is currently recording, post that up in your group. Post that in your newsletter. You want people to join your newsletter, get a sneak listen of chapter one of my new audiobook that's coming out this fall. They sign into your newsletter, and they get this special link where they can listen to it. You know, it doesn't take as much work if you're not talking about it. It seems like it's hard. But if you talk about everything else, then nobody's going to even know about your book. So that's the key to marketing your audiobook. And then you've got to join Facebook groups that also have listeners that enjoy your genre. Get in there and get to meet those people. Talk about your book. Talk about your characters. Again, share those snippets with them. Become a collaborator with your narrator. They are going to be one of the biggest persons that can help you promote your book, because narrators have fans. I mean, they have just as many fans as authors do. And so, you know, in their groups, they can promote about it. They can do live readings. So it's really not that difficult. I'd say when you're doing an audiobook, put together your marketing plan the same way you would for your ebook or your paperback.
No, listening to you, I made a few thousand mistakes when it came to marketing, because I was so excited to have an audiobook that I forgot to tell people. And I remember, now that I think about it, I remember you saying, hey, just tell me when you're doing your audiobook. I was like, no, you know, that was it, you know, okay, your fault, Parker, you know. So you can lead them to water, but they got to drink, right?
Oh, my gosh.
She said that actually wants to make me reinvigorate my marketing efforts for Asia for Ariel. And so, glad how you said, you know, these are low cost or no cost tips for marketing. Mm-hmm. And people talk all the time. And with all the strangeness going on in the world today, you know, let's keep the conversation. Say, hey, did you read that audio book by Parker J. Cole? You know, hey, you should pick it up.
Exactly.
What about the one that Jocelyn did? So, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. You know,
then,
we are at the end of. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, last thing, and Parker is ongoing, so it's not like, okay, the book came out, I'm going to market it for a couple weeks, and then I'm not going to say anything else about it. Well, if you don't say anything else about it, nobody's going to buy it anymore after it comes out. So that's why for every client we have, we still go back and we remarket. So we're taking those different reviews that people have posted, and we're putting up the graphic and sharing about it in our newsletter and on our social media. So it never comes out of rotation. So it's ongoing. Just don't forget that marketing is ongoing.
There's yours truly included. You know, Jocelyn, I got to say thank you so much for being with us on the show. Really enjoyed having you. And I know some of our listeners got some great information about audiobooks. Particularly, I like the practical reasons that you started this conversation off with. It was just not about entertainment, but this may be the only way a person can connect with
mm-hmm.
the world. I was, like you mentioned, having your eye, losing sight in your eye, and how audiobooks actually became the medium for you to listen
mm-hmm.
and still enjoy the written word. And we talked about marketing. We talked about, you know, what if you don't have any money? So much more we talked about. But in a half an hour or so after we end this podcast, we're going to be on Facebook and taking some more of your questions and comments. So you're welcome to join me on my timeline at Parker J. Cole. Just going to go to Facebook, see me there. And we're going to be talking to Jocelyn for a few more minutes and answering some more questions that we didn't get a chance to talk to about today. Jocelyn, in the final moments we have left, what are some closing thoughts you have regarding anything, not just audiobooks, but anything you want to share with us?
Well, I just, you know, want to say that I noticed that a lot of people are really doing more with audio just because of everything that's going on in the world. And again, you may not have the money for that, but possibly consider reading some parts of your book on your own Facebook page, not to record it, but just to share that information with other people to kind of make them feel good. That's also good marketing for yourself as well. I started this company because I wanted to have a service for narrators and for authors and bring them together. And that's something that I did. And hopefully I will get to meet some of you and chat with you on the live video we're going to do. And I want you all to be safe and be happy and be blessed.
And Jacqueline, thank you. Thank you for coming on board to the show today. Can't wait to have you back and have you back real soon. So thank you so much today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And we were talking today to Jacqueline Frotho. She is the owner of The Audio Flow. Today we talk books, and I hope that you enjoy the conversation. If you join me on Facebook, in just about a half an hour, we're going to be talking some more about audiobooks, and you're welcome to join in with your questions, comments, and conversation. We want to make sure we answer your questions to the best of our ability. So make sure you join me in about a half an hour on Facebook at my private timeline, Parker J. Cole. Thanks so much for joining me for this edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J., and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.
Thank you.